come to the place where everything is music. Everything is music. Oh, everything is music. Yeah, we've come to the place where everything is music. Everything is music. Let it play, let it play. Tell me, why do you stay in jail?
Well, g'day and welcome to the place where everything is music. The Music Eye Quiz Podcast, the show where you get to test your musical IQ with me, your host and quizmaster, Anna Burke. Thank you so much for joining me. Well, this week, in honour of the recent Academy Awards, we are headed to the movies. But before we buy our overpriced popcorn and soft drink, let's revisit the bonus question from last week where you had to identify the five Spacey-themed band names. I heard from my PFOPs, Marty, Jade and Ludo, who sent in their answers. PFOP, by the way, premier friend of the podcast. They managed to get four correct. Yeah, that last one was very hard. You got my 14-year-old daughter to thank for that. But the answers in order, we heard from Earth, Wind and Fire, Bill Haley in the Comets, Starship, 30 Seconds from Mars, and that last track, like I said, courtesy of Joni, was called Hits Different, and it is from The Neptunes. Baby, you can find me under the lights, diamonds under my eyes. Turn the rhythm up, don't you wanna just come along for the ride? So this week was Oscars week. Perhaps the highlight of the show was the performance of a song from Barbie. Not the Billie Eilish track that actually walked home with the award for Best Song. Not the Dua Lipa banger that's playing behind me right now. Hey, look, it's my podcast and I get to pick my favourite. And not the Lizzo track that hilariously opens and sets the tone of that film. But, of course, Ryan Gosling with his I'm Not Ken performance was actually absolute gold. And it got me thinking that that Barbie movie soundtrack is bloody terrific, which led me to reminisce about a decade when movie soundtracks were a much larger part of the pop culture conversation. A golden era when soundtrack albums not only topped the charts, but they also appealed to music nerds like me. That's right, Gen Xers, this is the show you've been waiting for. Of course, I'm talking about the 90s. So for each question, I'm going to play three short clips from songs that all featured in a movie released in the 90s. Your job is to put your flannel shirts on, turn your ears up, and please name that movie. Good luck. Be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me dance, dance the night away. I'll still keep the body.
Question one.
I want to.
Question two. Question three.
Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you.
Bad boy, dog boy, dirty on an angel boy. In the doorway, boy, she was a lipstick boy.
Question four.
Turn the radio on,
away. Lover is.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day.
Question 5.
Loving you well.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon.
Question 6.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Wild one.
Question 7.
Looking out a dirty old window, outside the cars in the city go rushing by. I see.
I'm gonna be a supermodel.
We are young.
Question 8. Question 10.
But can you save me? Come on, save me.
Goodbye, stranger. It's been nice. Hope you find a better time. Time to see.
It's not.
Bonus question time. Take a listen to this clip and you'll need to identify the five people singing and please tell me what they all have in common.
And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done.
Take it slow.
you make me wanna shout. Kick my heels up and shout. Throw my hands up and shout. Throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say
and I'll give you the answer to that next week. A little clue, those five people singing, all part of a special group, only has 19 people in this group. Do you know what that is? If you do, why don't you send me an email to musiciquiz@gmail.com and I'll give you a shout out on next week's show. Okay, let's listen to those 90s movie soundtracks one more time. This is question number one. The songs I played were Talk Show Host from Radiohead, Loveful from The Cardigans, and this one from Desiree called Kissing You. Very famous scene in this movie with the fish tank and the young lovers. It's, of course, Romeo and Juliet. Kissing you. Question number two, the biggest selling album from the 90s and the biggest selling movie soundtrack album of all time. This was Whitney Houston's The Bodyguard. Question number three, all these songs were from the movie Trainspotting. We heard Perfect Day from Lou Reed. This one, Lust for Life from Iggy Pop, and Born Slippy from Underworld. Question number four, the movie I needed was Reality Bites. The songs we heard, this one, My Sharona from The Knack, Stay from Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories, and a cover of Baby I Love Your Way. That one was done by Big Mountain. Question number five now. This director sure knows how to put a movie soundtrack together. Of course, I'm talking about Quentin Tarantino. The movie here in question was Pulp Fiction. The songs we heard was Let's Stay Together from Al Green, Girl You'll Be a Woman Soon from Urge Overkill, and this instrumental from Dick Dale and his Deltones called Mizzaloo. So this movie just scraped into the 90s, released in 1990. The movie here is Julie Roberts' classic, Pretty Woman. The songs we heard was Real World Child from Iggy Pop, It Must Have Been Love, Roxette, and this one from Go West, The King of Wishful Thinking. Question seven, this had a fantastic soundtrack. I remember listening to this one a lot. The movie in question here was Clueless. The tracks I played were Kids in America from The Muffs, All Right from Supergrass, and this one from Jill Sobule, Supermodel. Everyone is gonna dress like me, wait and see, when I'm a supermodel. Question number eight now. The movie I needed was Batman Returns. The songs I played, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me from U2. We had The Riddler from Method Man. And this track, of course, Kiss from a Rose from Seal. And the light that you shine can't be seen. And question number nine, another one that just snuck into the 90s, also released in 1990. This movie is called Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater, one of my favourites. Had a great soundtrack as well. The songs I played were Kick Out the Jams from MC5, Wave of Mutilation from the Pixies, and this one, Everybody Knows from Concrete Blonde.
Everybody knows the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with the fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows that the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
And question number 10, the movie I needed was Magnolia, which featured in the soundtrack a number of songs from the wonderfully talented Amy Mann. And the version I'm playing of Wise Up, which was one of the songs, is actually the song that you hear in the movie. If you remember that movie, it features all of the actors kind of singing along with this track. And that is the end of the show for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my email address is musiciquiz@gmail.com. And if you're a Gen Xer like me, why don't you share what your favourite movie soundtrack was? Thank you so much for listening. I will be back again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
No, it's not going to.